Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Kof Ches in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting Daf Kof Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. So the Gemara by Shinoi people from Beis Shean, Shon Levemi Asra Levemi, Mal Likoch Avonim Bekneset Zuhu Ulivnois Bekneset Acheres. So we learned in the Mishnah you can't sell a shul to buy something else, and even that. The Mishnah did not mention it, but the din is you can't even sell a shul to go and buy another shul. But the shaila is to take the stones from a shul that broke down. Can you use the stones to build another shul? You can't. It's also so people will go there and see the shul that fell down and the stones all scattered around, and they can eventually build it back up. If you take the stones and put it somewhere else, people will forget about it. Rav Goryeo and Omar, Mugdaloi Shalun Lev Shir Melokish. Beautiful, the Migdal as a Shir Melokish. Ma'u Likach Avoni Mi'ir Zuli Nois Pirachis. Can you take stones from this city to build another city? Similar idea, just instead of from the shul, it's from the city. Omar Lenosu says it's Asur. Even the same city from east to west is Asur. Again, a similar idea. If you're going to take from here to there, you're going to let this place be destroyed. But if you don't take it, they will rebuild this place. Says, can you sell a shul to buy a Beis Medrash, which is a place of learning? Based on Yeshua Belevi, you see you could. Tomam Yeshua Belevi, it says in the Pasuk regarding the Churban of Yerushalayim, it says, Ve'isra is Beis Hashem. What is that? It's a Beis HaMikdosh. Ve'is Beis HaMelech, what is this? It's a Paltin Shel Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo HaMelech, the house of Tzidkiyo. Ve'is Kol Batei Yerushalayim, what is the house of Yerushalayim? Elo Arbamois Ushmoyi Batei Knesis Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. It's a 480 shuls that were in Yerushalayim. There's 480 shuls in Yerushalayim. In the shul, they had a Beis Sefer and a Beis Talmud. What is that? Beis Sefer lemikro. It's like a school to learn Chumash. Beis Talmud lemishto, to learn Mishnah. Even though you learn Chumash and Mishnah, it's still considered to be a shul. Velkulom, Olo, Ospasianus, and the Reb Chaim Gisa is Veichrivon. He came and destroyed all of that. The continuation of the pasuk is Veskol Bais Hagadol Sorav Beish. He burned the Bais Hagadol. What is Bais Hagadol? Semid Yosho Shabiyuch Ben Zakai. That's a Beis Hamikdash Shabiyuch Ben Zakai. Sheshama Yu Matnim Gduloiso Shakash Bochu. There they spoke about the Galus of Kash Bochu. Kegoin Sapra No Eli is called Gduloiso Shosso Elisho. So the same way Gedulis over there is referring to the great greatness, the big mitzvahs that were done by Elisha. So Bais HaGadol refers to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Reb Chaim explains that the Gadlus is also called Niflois. Gal never beat the Niflois before Secho. So learning Torah is referring to the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you see, this is the Beis Medrash. And the Beis Medrash is called Bais HaGadol. So you see, the Beis Medrash is greater than Beis HaKnesses, which is not called in the same pasuk Bais HaGadol. Continues the Gemara Shulam Bar Nachman B'Shav Yonison Hador Dat Omer B'Knesset Sheyochit. This whole idea that one could come and this sell a shul, if you want to be Ma'ale B'Kdusho, that's only a shul that belongs to an individual, or means a few individuals, but you know who the owners are. Aval B'Knesset Sherabim belongs to the public usher. Why? And you Yoyim Me'echad Misuf Oilum Konuboy. Maybe there's a part of the shul that belongs to someone who is not here, and maybe he's not willing to sell the shul. Vatani says the Gemara Maisa Blood Batzulik Shakar Bis Knesset Shel Alexandrim for Sabat Zorchov. There was a story of Blood Batzadak that he bought a shul of Alexandrim. He did his needs over there. We'll see about that a little later. But you see that he bought from Alexandrim. The Gemara understands that it refers to a shul of Rabbim. Says the Gemara Alexandrim Oisu Mishatzon. We knew exactly who the owners are. The Alexandrim were the ones who built the shul, and they're the ones that sold it. Says the Ma'at Kedoyin Keshebani Lishem Bis Knesses. This is what we talk about. That he went and built a shul for the purpose of a shul. But what happens? Bani l'shem chotzer. He built it just to have a regular chotzer. V'yigdisho. And then he went and he's magdishit. Mao. Does it have a din of a shul or not? Does it have gdushas beis haknesses if it came only later? Says the one ishmini medo. We're going to learn from the following. Koyin l'bayis hazeh she'eini nichnas. The person says, koyinam, I'm not going to go to this house. V'nasa beis haknesses. Now it became a shul. So the discussion there is, can he go in there or not? That's called a Pesach, that he can open and say, I didn't know it would become a shul. But you see that this house, if it turned to be a shul, it's called a shul. Meaning, you can take a regular place and make it into a shul, and now the Kedusha is basic Knesset. And Mosai Kosher, when does it become Kaddish? Miyadu b'shas ha-tashvish. Immediately when he said it's Kaddish, or only when you use it for the shul. So when you shmini miyadu, it's only for the following. Hasoy always a tevel l'shem sefer. One makes a oren for the sefer Torah. Umit pachos l'shem sefer. The covering of the sefer Torah, he makes it for the sefer Torah. Atchol yishtamesh b'yam ha-sefer, mutal yishtamesh b'yam hedyot. Before it was used, you can use it. You don't say that it's called said to be designated for Kedusha. Only once it was used for the sefer, then you can use it. So Gemara learns from there that the same thing goes to the shul. Here it was done for the sefer Torah, which is a higher kedusha. You say it doesn't have kedusha until you use it. So here it was done for a chatzer, like kol shekin, that it won't have kedusha until you use it. Says Gemara, elu she'asam l'shem chulin v'yikdishon mayim. Meaning, when we say that person has any things they use with the sefer Torah, like the Oren, or like the Bitpachos, if he did it for Chulin and he was magdish it, does it become Kaddish or not? So Reb Chaim here says that because we know in Halacha there's nafkamino. You could go and take a place, a regular house, and make it into a shul, even though it was used originally for a house. But to go and take a mitpachos for that was used for choyel and used for sefer Torah, that person should not do, because that's called tashmish kedusha, not tashmish mitzvah. So the chatchila one should not do it. But the question is he allowed to do it at all? Is it effective? So Gemara concludes, the same way by a shul, you could go and make the chatzor into a shul. So here, if it was for chulin and he was magdish, it is kodesh. But still, Chaim says, if it was used for chul, chatchila should not make it kodesh. Says the word now, now we mention, regarding the Kedusha, when does it start? So the word firstly, Klisharis, that we use in Mesa Mikdush. When did they become Kaddish? Miyad, immediately when they were designated to be Klisharis, or Yibishazat Tashvish, or only when you use it. So the word in Terem Miyad, Nicho, if you say it right away, no problem. But in Terem Yibishazat Tashvish, Achas Him Kedeshu Miskachim. What does the Klisharis do? So for example, you have the Mazrik, which receives the blood from the carpet. When it receives the blood, it has to be makdish the blood. But here, this kli is not kaddish until you don't use it. So Gemara finds it that it's maybe odd to say that the gedusha of the kli and the fact that the kli makes the blood kaddish come in the same moment. Because this kli, before you use it, has no gedusha. Now they're using it, it becomes kaddish and makes the blood kaddish in the same moment. So the Gemara asks if we say that or not. Says the Gemara that kafches on base. Nicho shel Moshe, by Moshe I have no problem. Why? She's kachu b'shemen ha-mishcha. The kelim of Moshe Rabbeinu, he put on them the shemen ha-mishcha, the oil of the shemen ha-mishcha, so that made it kaddish. Bram shel shloim, what about shloim ha-melech? You want to tell me, ke'achas and gedeshim is kachu, does it happen instantaneously, that both happen at the same time? Says the Gemara, b'kisosam lo'oritz, you may find him tuch shel shloim Moshe, tuch shel shloim Moshe. Meaning, they took from the kli of Moshe, and they poured into the kli of Shleimoy, and that made the kli of Shleimoy kaddish. So the Knesset doesn't know it's lav davka because Shleimoy Melech is many years later, but it means to the kelim of Moshe to new kelim, and that's what's magdish to new kelim. Says the Gemara beloy ashv shel Moshe. What happens if they don't have that option? Moshe Rabbeinu's kli is not there. So and echinam you have to say ke'achas of gedeshu miskachim. Then you have to say it happens at once that the gedusha of the kli and the gedusha of the avoda that they're doing happens at one time. Something more similarly, but Yosom mina goyla, when they came from the goyla to Beit Sheni, then they did the same idea. They took from the kli of Shleim HaMelech into their keli and made it kaddish. But lo ayasham shel Shleim, if they didn't have the kli of Shleim, ke'achas and gedusha miskachim. So all happens instantaneously that the gedusha of the kli happens together with the hakdosh that it does for what goes into the kli. Says the Gemara now, avonim shechotzon shemeis asuris ba'anoyo. So before we spoke about designating something, the Gemara says, but if we talk about something for the mace, so then even stones that were cut for the mace are also ba'anoyo, you can't draw them, even though they're not used yet for the mace. L'shem chayv l'shem mace, but if it was done for both, mutaris ba'anoyo, then you'll not enjoy it. Hazor klili v'nim yitosu shel mace, someone who throws kalim, they used to do it, to show agmas nefesh, to throw kalim and other items and clothing in front of the bed of the mace. So the toich arba ames, if it was within arba ames of the maze, shaloi, osu ba'ano. Chutz arba ames, out of arba ames, muta ba'ano. Continues the Gemara called clay, batik besiknesses, kebesiknesses. Everything that's in the shul has a din of a shul. What is the definition of the shul? As Reb Chaim explains, it's tashmishei mitzvah. Tashmish mitzvah, the main definition is that once you've finished using it, you can throw it out. And the Gemara brings examples. Savsalo vikaltiho, which means the chairs and the tables, kibesaknesa dina bikneses. Kilo de la roino, ke aroino. But the paroiches on the Aron HaKodesh has a din like the aroino, which is the Aron HaKodesh has a din of tashmish kedusha. Can't throw it away. So even though here it's called a tashmish, de tashmish, the paroiches is covering the aroin, which the aroin has a sevetoyo, it still has kedusha. But the Gemara says, Ravo did not give it such kedusha, because he, Yav Gulto, he took his coat, Tachtoya in Kilon. He covered his coat under the Pariches. It means he didn't treat the Pariches with that level of kedusha. Have you heard of Mishnah Shmuel, Bimo Vilevochim, which is the Bimos where you put on the Sevetoyo, and Levochim is the where you stand on when the Sevetoyo, and when they read the Sevetoyo, they're standing on a higher platform. So that's Levochim. Ingalin are the hooks that the Paruch stands on. That's why you're too far. Abchaim also adds that the Paruch is something you use to cover with it the Sefer Torah. So it has more of a Kedusha. But the hooks, you don't use it. Rav Yirmiyahu Ozol leGavlono, he went to this place. Chamson Yehovin Mikoisho Bigoy Roino. He saw they take a stick. Rav Chaim says the stick that they show it, it's like the yad that you point on the Sefer Torah, they put that into the Aron HaKodesh, the place of the Sefer Torah. Ozol Shalav Amy said, Amy, is that okay to put into the Aron something else? When they bought it, it had in mind they're going to use it not only for the Sefer Torah, but for the stick as well, so then it's okay. And the Gemara says, similarly, Avyoino Ovidli Migdol, he made a closet. Ve'atna loyin atnai, iloyo de sif. In the top part, you put the Sefer Torah. Ve'aroyo de manim. In the bottom, you put the kelim. So you can use the aroin if you have in mind that part of it will be used for something else. Mitpochos loikim sfarim, you can use the mitpochos of the Sefer Torah to power the Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, afilu mitpochos Torah v'chumashim, you can use the covers of the Torah and chumash. Chumash is when they cut the Torah into different chumashim. Lekach bem nivim k'suvim. You compare the nivim k'suvim, because even though a Torah is greater than nivim k'suvim, but the mitpachas of the Torah is lower than nivim k'suvim. Sfarim, lo yikchu mitpochos. You can't sell sfarim to buy the covers. Afilu nivim k'suvim, you can't sell nivim k'suvim. Ain lekach bem mitpochos Torah v'chumashim to buy the mitpochos of the Torah v'chumashim, because again, the nevim k'suvim are more kaddish than the mitpachos and the covers of Torah v'chumashim. Koyuchim Torah b'mitpachos Torah. You could cover the Torah with the covers of another Torah. Chumashim mitpachos chumashim. A chumash, which is only one chumash out of the Torah, you could cover it with the cover of another chumash. Nevim mitpachos nevim. Similar on Navi, you could cover with the cover of another Navi. And Torah v'chumashim mitpachos nevim k'suvim. You can use mitpachos nevim k'suvim and be ma'al b'kedusha to cover with it the a Torah and a chumash. You can you cover the Navi Ksuvim with a cover of Torah V'chumashim, even though the Navi Ksuvim is more Kaddish than Mitpachos, but the Mitpachos need to be used for the main purpose, which is a higher level of Kedusha. You can put a Torah, you can place it on top of another Torah. You can put a Chumash on top of a Chumash, and Torah V'chumashim will be Nevi'im Ksuvim. You can put a Torah and a Chumash on top of Navi and Ksuvim. Avaloi Nevi'im and Ksuvim al gabei Torah and Chumashim. You cannot put a Nevi'im and Ksuvim on top of a Torah and Chumashim. Have you Mishav Zoyro, Torah and Chumashim orik tan yomino. I mean, the Braisa covered many of the dinim, but one thing we missed, what about the Torah and Chumashim? Can you put a Chumash on top of a Torah that the Tan did not specify? Koyosin Torah and Nevi'im kachas divrei Meir, you can make one big sefer that's Torah and Nevi'im together. You can't do Torah Nevi'im together, because when you roll it, the Navi may be on top of the Torah. That you could put one on top of another. Continues the Gemara in Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph. Rav Yirm Rav Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok Torah v'chumashim Kedusha achas hem. Meaning the Torah and Chumash have the same level of Kedusha. And Rav Chaim says, is Miyasha the question we had in the previous Amud, could you put a Chumash on top of a Torah? The answer is yes, they have the same level of Kedusha. But even though they say they have the same dusha, still ain oisim toyo chumashim, avlosim chumashu toyo. To take a full toyo and split it into chumashu, we don't do. If you have chumashu separately, you can join them together and make a toyo out of them. So Amar Rav Yosef Adom, the fact that chumashim make out of it a toyo, you see the toyo shasa chumashim gdushasi. There's the same level of dusha, because if not be the same level of dusha, how do you make a sevetoyo out of chumashim? So the problem of taking the Torah and separating to Chumashim is not because it's a lower Kedusha, it's a bizayon to separate a Sefer Torah and split it up. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Megillah, Daf Kof Ches.